Nick Fuentes goes on the Tucker Carlson show. The media is panicking. Are Nazis taking over the Republican Party? Welcome to American Uncovered. I'm Chris Chappell. So, Nick Fuentes. The internet just can't get enough of this little guy. Because when there isn't so much going on in the news, we can always pass the time discussing racism, Groypers, and the good old Israel lobby. Obviously, this is not a topic YouTube really likes us talking about. I can already hear the content moderation bots coming for my ad revenue, like those giant robotic squids from The Matrix. That's why I'm so grateful to have today's sponsor. You see, we all know AI is reshaping the job market really fast. Nearly half of workers worldwide are afraid of losing their jobs to AI and technology. Customer service, marketing, finance, even online influencers. No industry is untouched. But the real issue is that some people think their job won't get affected by AI. Until suddenly, it hits them like a ton of bricks. So I hope you can learn about AI before that happens. That's why I've teamed up with OutSkill. They're hosting a two-day live AI mastermind workshop. It's this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. Now, usually this is a paid training worth $395, but OutSkill is running their big Black Friday sale and offering my viewers a seat in the training completely free. When you finish, you'll get an AI certificate, which you can show your boss or future employers. And most importantly, in just 16 hours of training, you'll learn 10 plus AI-powered tools, master AI in Excel, sheets, and presentations, start building your own AI agents and workflows, and even join a community of AI builders. And when you attend both days, you'll unlock bonuses worth $5,000, including a prompt Bible, a roadmap to monetize AI, and your own personalized AI toolkit. Now, maybe you already have an exciting weekend planned. But trust me, nothing's more valuable than building your future. Save your free spot now using the link in the description and take this opportunity now before it disappears. Now, on with the show. All right, so Nick Fuentes. Who is he? Why should you care? And why is he clogging up my feed when all I really want to see are videos of the tiny, slow loris making pancakes? But seriously, you probably already know who Nick Fuentes is. He's an online political commentator and leader of the America First movement, or as they prefer to be called, the Groypers. He loves Kanye West and fast food, and he hates women and Jews. And sure, he's a relatively small fish in the big social media pond, but nevertheless, his star is rising. He recently appeared on the Tucker Carlson show for an interview that lasted over 2 hours. In it, they mostly discussed Nick's origin story, his controversies, his long list of enemies in the media, and his problems with Israel, feminism, and the like. But it wasn't anything we didn't already know. And the whole time, Tucker just sort of nodded along, never digging very deep. The Washington Examiner called it a disgraceful softball interview. And I agree, it was disgraceful. Not because Tucker failed to push back on anything Fuentes said, but because the whole thing was a waste of my damn time. I could have been playing video games, or sleeping, or doing literally anything else. Still, the fact that Tucker Carlson gave Fuentes a platform at all caused an uproar. We immediately got articles about how the GOP was in the midst of an anti-Semitism crisis. The Conservative Heritage Foundation faced revolt from their staff as they debated whether to distance themselves from Tucker Carlson. And the weekend's Republican Jewish Conference, which was originally going to celebrate the ceasefire in Gaza, pivoted to talking about the interview and the creeping anti-Semitic enemy within. So there are a couple of problems here. First, I wouldn't call people like Fuentes an enemy within the GOP. He's not a registered Republican. He's been explicitly disavowed by the Republican National Committee, and a lot of his vitriol is aimed toward Trump and the Republican Party as a whole. You know, for being too Jewish and all. Plus, his contempt for Republicans goes so far, in fact, that he's repeatedly endorsed Democrats like Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom. If you want to know more about that, check out this episode. But on top of all that, he's repeatedly threatened to send his supporters out to campaign against Trump and the Republicans. Here's Fuentes during the last election.
I'll take all my followers and I'll go to Michigan and we'll do things I won't disclose now. And maybe we'll prevent 10,000 people from voting that otherwise would have voted Republican. And they say, you'll hand the country to Kamala. I know. And good.
10,000 Groypers, huh? How'd that one turn out? Call me a revisionist, but I don't think that was 10,000. But still, the Groypers were undeterred. Now they're threatening to sabotage J.D. Vance's potential 2028 campaign.
I will be there in Iowa with 10,000 Groypers, and we will be at every event. We will show up in Iowa and then New Hampshire and then Nevada and South Carolina to make sure that he never gets the nomination.
So yeah, less of an enemy within and more of a fringe online commentator who's mad that the party doesn't listen to him. The other problem is that people like Fuentes traffic in controversy. The bigger the outrage, the more exposure he gets. And that means more viewers, more engagement, and more donations to keep the show going. Honestly, if you dislike Nick Fuentes, the best thing you can do is ignore him. Remember the ending to Nightmare on Elm Street when Nancy turns her back on Freddy, saying she's taking back every bit of energy she gave him and he just disintegrates? It's basically that. And yet, we still get story after story about these Groypers trying to take over the GOP. But how exactly will they do that? This Wire article claims to lay out Fuentes' plan to conquer America. It points out that this isn't a traditional political movement. It holds no rallies, no protests. Rather, it's intended as a kind of secret society. Fuentes believes that these secret societies will form a patchwork across the country before finally coming together. And that at a certain point, a switch will flip. And presto, Groypers take over the government! Oh, that youthful optimism. In the real world, that's not how politics work. You don't change the world just by raising awareness of your ideas. Kony 2012 taught us that. But then again, Nick was like 13 years old at the time, so maybe that part went over his head. But if Fuentes really wanted to take over the country, he'd have to look at movements that were actually successful, like how the Goldwater Republicans took over the GOP, or how the New Left took over the Democrats. These people didn't just raise awareness. They didn't change the face of America's political parties by being more young and cool than everyone else. They participated in their respective parties. They formed think tanks. They helped get each other jobs at universities and as campaign staff. They raised funds and put forward their own candidates. In short, they built coalitions. What they didn't do is stand outside screaming about how they torpedo their own party's chances of winning if they didn't get what they wanted. And as of right now, Nick Fuentes and the Groypers aren't really doing anything to build a viable political movement. America First is an internet show with a really annoying audience. There's no Groyper think tank, no Groyper candidates, and the only fundraisers they're holding are to pay Nick Fuentes' rent. What do you think? Do the Groypers have a future? Leave your comments below. And don't get left behind when everyone else is learning how to use AI. Be one of the first 1,000 people to click below and book your slot for OutSkills AI training this weekend. I'm Chris Chappell. Thanks for watching.